clay to the potter, may I be to thee. You may have to break down resistance at times. Lord, don't stop molding and shaping my life. Shape me, dear Father, please make me like. Disservice, results would be nil. If clay rejects potter and it seeks its own will, it could only be cast out to the old potter's field. Please don't cast me out, Master. Put me back on.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to Open Bible Dialogue and Webcasting. What a joy to come today with a broadcast that I think is going to be quite exciting. I certainly expect it to be, and I want you in the middle of this broadcast. I want your telephone calls, and I want your emails, and I want us to go to the heart of the subject at hand. Now, let me begin. America is in deep need of spiritual life. America is in deep need of spiritual life. There is more depression, more difficulties. Men's hearts fell in them for fear for looking after those things coming on this earth. I can understand. And in this hour, if there is a need that we have, I'm here to tell you, my dear friend, if there is a need that we have, it is in the Lord. It is in the Lord. It is in the grace of the Master and the Savior. We need the life of Christ. We need spiritual fire. I've often said, and this has been a lifelong saying with me, he who is on fire for God is too hot for the devil to handle. He who is on fire with God, for God, is too hot for the devil to handle. And boy, do I believe that today. I really do. So I come to you wanting you to be on fire for God. Now you may be listening by radio here in the Charlotte area. Other places where we're on radio, you may be listening anywhere in the world by internet. Or you may be watching, which is, I love it. I'm glad we're looking at one another. I'm not looking at you. I sure would like to. You're having to look at me if you're on internet in the video section. And I am delighted, I really am, to bring you this broadcast. Now, in the book of Acts, it is very clear that Jesus took 120, approximately, 120, 12 disciples, his mother Mary, other women, his own family, and they started a revolution on that day of Pentecost that literally shook the known world. Do you remember how they would say of them, those people that have turned the world upside down have come hither also? Oh, I'm here to tell you, there's life in the Lord. There's life in Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit is the conduit, the person of the Trinity who transfers that life from Christ to you. And you can have life today. You can be on fire for God. You can be full of joy in spite of every burden that comes your way, every hard place, every tough place. you can be on fire for God. And I'm here to call you to know that fire which the Lord gives. Let me read to you. This is going to be my text for tomorrow, okay? But let me read it to you. Well, I thought I had it all nailed down there. And I guess my Bible got... Oh, here we go. Listen to this. Listen. It says, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Let him come unto me, that's Jesus, and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, and this is Jesus, he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Now, the program title today is 10 Days of Prayer and Pentecostal Fire. 10 Days of Prayer and Pentecostal Fire. Could I read to you what John the Baptist said? Now, this is a Baptist talking, okay? John the Baptist, and he was, of course, the most blessed of all the Baptists. What a man he was. But listen to him. He's talking about Jesus, and here's what he said. You can believe it. He said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. John the Baptist said, and with fire. Well, if John the Baptist said it, that settles it. If anything in the Bible is quoted or stated, that settles it. So Jesus came to fill you with this fire of God's anointing, this anointing of the Holy Spirit. I'm not talking to you about Pentecostalism. I'm not talking to you about the charismatics. I'm not talking to you about the Catholic charismatics. I'm not talking to you about no denomination and no religious organization. I'm talking to you about what Jesus wants to do in your life. I'm talking to you about what Jesus wants to do in your life. And you say, well, I'm already saved. Well, where is your joy? Where is your happiness? Where is your peace? Where is that great satisfaction that the Lord gives? He gives it every time. If you don't have joy, you don't have Christ. If you don't have joy, you don't have Christ. If you don't have his fire, you don't really have his life. I'm here to tell you, There's 8 things the Spirit of the Lord does when that fire that John the Baptist talked about. I love to say that. John the Baptist said, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. If anybody tells you you can't have it, just tell them, I'm going to do my best and we'll find out. I've often said, if this is not that, then I'm going to hold on to this till that gets you. If this is not that, I'm going to hold on to this till that gets you. I am determined to have all that Christ has offered me. I've been saved 62 years, and I've had a wonderful time serving the Lord. I've had some valleys. I've had some tough places. I've had some depressions, but I've never been to him and hung on, kept praying, kept believing, kept trusting that it didn't come through, and the joy didn't return, and the satisfaction of God didn't flood my soul. If you're having problems with drugs, you need a move of Holy Ghost fire. If you're having troubles with adultery, you need a moving of the life of Christ and Holy Ghost fire. If you're bound by tobacco or some habit, you're an alcoholic, whatever is wrong, you're depressed beyond measure and you don't know what to do, and all the doctor offers you is a bunch of pills, and some of them are very captivating, very addicting. They will do you great damage. But I'm here to tell you, nothing you get from Jesus is going to do you damage. You get this life and you're going to be on fire. And before this broadcast is over, I'm expecting people to call me and said, God has just filled me with the Holy Spirit. God has just let this joy you're talking about come into my life. I've got to have this joy. I've got to have this joy. I've got to have this life. Now, there's 8 things that the fire of the Holy Spirit will do in your life. It will give you rich spiritual life and joy. Rich spiritual life and joy. It will give you divine healing for your mortal body. It will give you divine healing. I'm 78, and look at me. You can tell God has blessed me with healing powers many times in my life. Divine healing in the mortal body. Happiness in worshiping the Lord. Boy, when I worship, I have a time. I love it. I enjoy worshiping. It really gets a hold of me, and I give it all I've got. And then anointed preaching that brings a shout. There's nothing I like better than preaching. I love Holy Ghost. Don't give me some old dead sermon. Don't give me some, you know, just some lecture about socialism or sociology or psychology. I want to hear the Word, the pure, holy Word of God. And there is a joy in anointed preaching. Passionate love for the Bible. Oh, do I love this Bible? Do I love this book? I can sit down and read this book and it will lift me out of the deepest depression you can imagine. And then singing and shouting in the Holy Spirit. I love worship where there's joy and there's singing and shouting and praising the Lord. I don't believe in fanaticism. I don't want a bunch of people laying around on the floor. I don't want people walking the back of pews. I don't care about that emotionalism. I want the real joy of the Holy Ghost. And that's what you can have. And whatever your emotions are, I could care less. You know, if you have the joy of the Lord and you live the life. You really live the life. That's what counts. Oh, God, help us. And then the exciting nine gifts of the Holy Ghost. The exciting nine gifts of the Holy Ghost. These are supernatural gifts. Words of wisdom, words of knowledge, gifts of healing, tongues, interpretation of tongues. There's nine of them, and they're supernatural. And they are the norm for His church. They're not abnormal. They're the normal. They are the normal. And one last thing, love that eliminates all prejudice. Love that eliminates all prejudice. When you really get full of the joy of the Lord, you don't care what color people's skin is. You don't care what level of education that they have acquired. You don't care if they're poor or if they're rich. You just don't care about those things. When Jesus gets full of you and you're full of Him and you just committed to Him and He's everything in your life. Now, I can tell you, this is going to be a good program. I hope you can feel the same thing. And I'm not the only one talking about how close we are to the coming of the Lord and what's happening. Look here. Here's a Decision magazine. This is Billy Graham's magazine. This is what his son is producing. We know the name of his son. Listen, crisis after crisis. Who can save us? This is the month of September this year. 2014. Three things they name in this article. Pestilence, Ebola spreading in West Africa, persecutions, Christians suffering worldwide for their faith, oppression, religious liberties being lost in America. And you won't believe what the first article is all about. Bless your heart, Brother Graham. Signs of the time. The coming of the Lord is at the door. And let me read it to you. The first paragraph. Signs of the time are everywhere. It may be a line from a well-known song, but when it comes to Bible prophecy, there could be no truer statement. The signs of Christ's return mount with each passing day. Billy Graham's son, Franklin, believes in the rapture, the pre-trib rapture. Oh, isn't that exciting? That is exciting to me. I want you to know it doesn't matter your faith. It doesn't matter your denomination. What you need is this joy of the Lord. What you need is to be filled with the fire of the Holy Spirit. And when we say fire, we're not talking about something abnormal. We're talking about those eight things I name: rich spiritual life and joy, anointed preaching that brings a shout, the exciting gifts of the Spirit, singing and praising the Lord until it brings joy, divine healing in the morning. I mean, all of these things are what the fire of the Holy Spirit wants to do in your life. Now, the question, everybody listening to me, radio, internet, it doesn't matter. Cassette, DVD, it doesn't matter. Everybody listening to me, do you want this life of Christ? Are you satisfied with what you've got spiritually? Are you satisfied with your depression and your dark nights and your terrible troubles and you don't know which way to turn? Are you scared to death of where our world is headed? Any of those questions can be answered with Christ, the Savior, the joy, the life of the Lord. Oh, I want that life above everything. Now, I got to get on the internet here so I can hear from you. I do want to hear from you everywhere you are. You are important to me, and I want to hear from you, okay? Listen to me now. Grab your phones and grab your internet mouse. your mouse. I don't look like no mouse. Well, I guess the shape, a little bit of humpback. Well, grab your internet mouse and get your telephone, and let's just have a spiritual joy. And we'll have prayer before it's over. And I'll believe God to give somebody a miracle of healing. I've been praying with everybody I get a chance, everywhere I go. I've been trying my best to start a landslide of revival. I'm asking God to fill me with the same anointing they had on the day of Pentecost. That's what I'm asking God for. And I'm preaching tomorrow on rivers of living water. Rivers of living water. They are yours for the asking and for the surrender and for the believing. Do you want them? Do you want a river of living water in your life? If you don't, then you keep on down that path of pills and psychologists and troubles and sorrows and depressions and even the possibilities of many more suicides than there's ever been. They're coming like a storm. When you look at what's happening with all the Islamic world and all the jihadists, and you look at what's coming to America, even the beheading now has reached America. And then you look at the disease like Ebola, and what that could do. And there's really some dark things on the internet about what could happen. Well, I'm telling you, you better know that Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer. Now, I believe in the fire of the Lord. I got so many things I want to do today. I got 11 things here I want to tell you that America needs to be concerned about. These are things we should be concerned about. Did you know the Democrat Party has become absolutely an atheistic party? The Democrat Party has become an atheistic party. Now, I don't mean every Democrat is an atheist. Many of them really are, but their party is. And so I hope you'll take that into consideration when you vote in a month. I hope you'll get busy and you'll stand up for people who have values like you have, against killing unborn babies and same-sex marriage and all the garbage. Would you believe this? If God doesn't give us a revival in 10 years from now, this is not a prophecy that I'm telling God gave me, but it's a deep feeling in my heart. 10 years from now, we'll be turning churches into art centers and music halls all across America. They tell me it's happening all over Europe. I know it's happened in Russia, but I'm telling you, it's coming to America. That's the kind of devotion we've got against God. That's all over this country, all over this country. And if you don't stand up and vote for conservative people who are not part of that, then you ought to be blamed for what's happening. I'm telling you, and you'll be sad for it down the road if you wake up in time. If you wake up in time, listen to me. I want to hear from you. The lines are now open, open Bible dialogue. Toss it in. I want to hear from it. Will you? Toss it in. Let me have it. Let me share, let you share it with me, your feelings. You ask me any question, I'll do my best. We'll go to the Bible. That's where the answers are. Now, while you are calling and while you're sending me an email, I've got a request to make of my entire audience. I want us to take the book of Acts, 28 chapters, and I want us to read it all, the whole book, this next coming 7 days, 4 chapters a day. 28 chapters. 4 times 7 is 28. You can read it in a week. And then I'm going to really ask you to do it 3-4 weeks in a row. Read the book of Acts. Read the book of Acts and learn this, that the book of Acts does not have a salutation at the end of it. Just today, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all end with amen. They have a salutation. They have a closing. The book of Acts has no closing because God never meant for the sweet Holy Spirit to cease his activity when that early church was over. He's as real today as he ever has been. And I want you to know that joy. I'm giving you today a booklet, The Hallelujahs of Holy Worship. The Hallelujahs of Holy Worship. Everybody out there listening to me, say hallelujah with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, say it. Hallelujah. Say it again. Hallelujah. What is hallelujah? It's praises to God. It's love to God. It is one word, one only word that is the same in every language. It may be spelled a little different, have a little different ring to it, but it's all the same. Hallelujah. Worshiping God. The hallelujahs of holy worship. If you haven't learned it, I want you to learn it. Now, let's have some questions, and let's have some discussions, and let's hear. If you disagree with Brother Chambers about the fire of the Holy Spirit, if you think maybe John the Baptist didn't know what he was talking about when he said very clearly, now listen, I'll read what John the Baptist said, and not Brother Chambers, this is what John the Baptist said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Oh, I love that thought. I don't think I ever realized in my life how wonderful it is to think about the fire of the Holy Spirit. That life, that joy, that mighty miracle working grace, that tender love, that grace in the midst of trouble, that sweet comfort and peace when you're in great stress of life. Whatever's happening to you. Well, what's all of that? I hear noise here. Let's go to the internet here. We hope we open the lines. Now grab your phone and give the number 1-800 now. Notice that. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Grab your phone now. I want you to call. I want those lines lit up. There's four of them. Two ladies answering the phone. Be patient in case all of you should call at the same time. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. I want to hear some testimonies of people who have this joy. I've had it for 62 years. I've had this joy for 62 years. My daddy committed suicide. My older brother committed suicide. I've known so many sorrows around the family life, around people I've been around. But always this joy has kept me going, has kept me full of happiness and peace and satisfaction. Let's go to the internet here and see if I can get a question up. Here is one. I hope it'll be a good one. Gifts. I believe that Apostle Paul does not emphasize the gift of tongues over any other gifts. Well, you're wrong, sir. You're wrong, sir. He said, I speak in tongues more than you all. He said, I would that you all speak in tongues. He said, tongues are a sign to the unbeliever. Absolutely. Apostle Paul exalts that. But I'm not doing that today. But he does. He exalts it above all. Why can't someone have the gift of service or some other gift and feel blessed with that? Of course you should. Whatever gift God gives you, you should feel blessed with. But why would you reject also the gift of praying in the Holy Spirit? And why would you reject the baptism and speaking with tongues? Why do you want to reject that? Is there something missing in your life? Do you have some reason to be against what God has given us in the Bible? Why can't someone? They can. You can have all of these gifts and be blessed. And whatever you do for God, you ought to be blessed. Why don't we hear about people with the gift of prophecy? Oh, boy, I've always put a lot of emphasis on that. The gift of prophecy, the preacher who stands in that pulpit and preaches with an anointing of the Holy Ghost will have and come under the gift of prophecy. I've had local people. Members of the church to give wonderful prophecies. Oh, I believe in that. Oh, do I believe in that? And I agree. There ought to be more emphasis on that. There ought to be more emphasis on that. I am 100% for that. Why is it that some Christians seem so unhappy and burdened? Could it be due to unconfessed sins and not abiding in the Word of God? Absolutely. Absolutely. You see, when you get saved, you have all of Him. But when you are baptized and full of the Spirit and fire, He has all of you. And there's so many Christians who have the Holy Spirit, and they've been born again, and they're new creatures. They live a clean, godly life, but they don't have a lot of joy because they don't have a lot of consecration. They don't spend a lot of time in the Bible. They don't spend a lot of time in prayer. They don't spend time singing and making melody in their hearts to the Lord. You know what Jesus' brother Jude said? He said, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So many people never build themselves up. Praying in the Holy Spirit is the building up of your spiritual life. That's where joy comes from. That's where your happiness comes from. It comes from growing in the Word, saturating yourself with the Word, living in the joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Living in the joy of the Word. That's where it comes from. If you don't have it, you can have it. Did you hear me? If you don't have it, you can have it. Now grab your phone. I really want some calls. I want you to call me and take me on if you just don't believe none of this. Be careful, though. I'm going to give you what the Bible says. I'm going to give you what the Bible says. I'm going to tell you what the Scripture says. And whoever you are and whatever your church connection, I want you full of the Spirit of God. I want you full of the fire of the Holy Ghost. John the Baptist said, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. How many out there believe you can be baptized with a spiritual fire? That don't mean anything but joy bubbling up and a satisfaction and excitement, just like you see me with right here. And you know, if I wasn't full of the Holy Spirit, I'm 78 years old. I've carried so many heavy burdens this week, they have been overwhelming to me. But I've not had a time during the week I didn't have the joy of the Holy Spirit. Wonderful joy. I love this life. It is rich and sweet. I mean, it is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Hey, if you don't know this joy, would you like to have it right now? You say, Brother Chambers, how can I? Well, just go to John. And let me read you what my text is going to be again for tomorrow. If any man believeth on me, as the Scripture have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Find you a place to pray and spend the next 2 or 3 hours just waiting on the Lord and giving everything you are to him. Any sin in your life, confess it and get it out of your life. Turn from it with all your heart and turn to the Bible. Read the book of Acts on your knees the next 7 days, 4 chapters a day. Don't read 20 chapters in a day. I'd rather you read one chapter 7 times than read 7 chapters one time, okay? I want you to get in this Bible and dig in. Now grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, okay? Are you grabbing your phone? Am I hearing from you? How many of you are turned off to me? Call me and tell me if you are. How many of you really believe this? How many of you believe what John the Baptist said, that that Jesus would baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire? Do you believe that? John the Baptist said it. He said, I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Remember where I read that? You don't trust me? Go to your Bible, grab the Scripture, okay? Go right to Matthew chapter 3 and verse 11. Matthew chapter 3, verse 11, read it for yourself. And then go read John 7, the words of Jesus. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. What did the next verse say? For this spake he of the Spirit. This spake he of the Spirit. This spake he of the Holy Ghost. That's exactly what he was talking about. Oh, boy, what a life you can have. Well, grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your life. The joy of the Lord is your substance. Let me say to you, I like that flower up there. That was given to me by Elaine Borkin out in Fort Worth, Texas. Thank you, Elaine. And behind me is this beautiful thing given to me also by the folks in Texas, by Woody. Thank you, Woody. God bless your heart. God bless your heart, Woody. I want to tell you something, folks. Jesus is coming, and he's coming any moment. And I want you to go when he comes. I want you to go. I really appreciate Franklin for telling us the signs of the time. They do look ominous, don't they? They look excited. Now, 1-800-338-7884. Let's go. I don't know why I'm having a lot of noise on this end, and I do not understand it. I don't know what I'm doing. Nothing that I know of. But let me try to just calm down. If I'm saved, but I don't have the Spirit the way you're talking about, is it wrong of me to go to someone who does, such as my minister, and have him pray for him? Is that any different from going to a priest or praying to a saint to intercede for me? Very different. You don't go to saints or priests to intercede for you. You go to people who pray for you, who add their faith to your faith. The Bible said they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. That has nothing to do with the person, but with the anointing of God on the person. I cannot forgive your sins. I can ask God to hear you as you pray for your sins to be forgiven. But if you don't pray and repent, nothing I can do to get those sins repented of. And I don't cleanse you from sin so you can go back and do the same tomorrow like those priests do. No, sir. I do not. I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that. Well, let's hear from you. I'm trying to see here who I have that I may have missed. Hebrews 11:6. God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I like that. That's in Hebrews 11, and I'm going to go read it to you. Hebrews 11, verse 6, okay? I'm telling you, God's power in prayer is mighty, mighty, mighty. Hebrews 11 and verse 6, and I'll read to you. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You got to pray. See, this program is about prayer. Nothing I'm more interested in getting you praying. If you will start spending an hour a day, maybe 30 minutes, if that's the most you can spend, but an hour if possible, just seeking God, praying and crying out to God and pouring your heart out to him and seeking him with your heart and telling him how much you love him and praising him and blessing him. I'm here to tell you, God will pour out his blessing on your life. And that's what I want for you. I really do. Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. That's 1-800-338-7884. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, I'm a believer. I was here to confirm what you said. My pastor preached the same word. And I'm a firm believer. My name is Amy. I'm getting ready to name the spiritual lighthouse in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. A spiritual lighthouse.
If you'll cut your radio off so I can hear you without the radio, I can understand you better, okay?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. You didn't understand. I hadn't told you. But you know you have the Spirit of God in your life. It brings joy, don't it?
Definitely.
I mean, there's nothing more wonderful than a life full of the Holy Spirit and the fire that John the Baptist talked about.
Yes, that's right. And those are men and women of God. And I'm so grateful that I called you. And I thank God for you. Thank God for the way you just confirmed that I've been sitting in my spirit. So I thank God for you. I really do. I really appreciate what you said.
You're wonderful. Thank you enough for calling, and God bless you, okay? Now call again, somebody, 1-800-338-7884. You know, there are many people in this nation who are really filled with the Holy Spirit. The charismatic world has fed a lot of junk food that has really messed up the understanding of multitudes of people. Multitudes of people. I'm here to tell you the simple Bible, the simple truth of the Word. You read the book of Acts on your knees over the next week. Well, if you can't read them on your knees, just read the book of Acts. Four chapters a day, all next week. Start today, read four chapters, tomorrow four, Monday four. You'll have all 28 read in 7 days. And then I will be asking you to do it again, and then again, and then again, four times in a row. Let me tell you something. I've read four chapters, about three times the last couple of days, the same four chapters, 1, 2, 3, and 4. And it has just blessed my soul. It has just blessed my soul. And I've read them for 60-some years. You would think, wow, you've read all the good out of them. That's not possible with the Bible. You can just keep reading the Bible, and it will keep getting joyful and more joyful and even more joyful because you're building up yourself. You are actually growing in stature, spiritual stature. You're growing in your grasp of him. You're becoming more yielded to him, and you're more sensitive to him. You know, the physical life, We have a spirit that has been given us in creation, but that spirit is dead in trespasses and sins until you're born again. That's what being born again is. He revitalizes the inner man and gives life to the spirit person that you were given when you were created in mother's womb. And so it's a beautiful thing. And when you have that spirit of life recreated in the blood of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit, and then you just grow. You just keep growing, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. When you know not how to pray, His Holy Spirit will help you pray. The Bible says that newborn babies desire the sincere milk of the Word that you may grow thereby. Understand those two words, grow thereby. That's what the Lord wants you to do. You don't have to be satisfied with where you are. Remember what Paul said in the book of Philippians? He said, I count not myself to have apprehended that for which I have apprehended. But this one thing I do. Forgetting those things that are behind me, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. See, there's no place you quit growing. There's no place you quit maturing. I don't know how much joy you got right now, but you can have more. You can have more joy. You can have more happiness. You can have more satisfaction. You can become richer. Father, do it right now. Let somebody listening to me just throw their hands in the air and fling themselves on the altar to Christ and receive the Holy Spirit. And let your baptism baptize them in the fire of Pentecost, that they will become a living witness, maybe a preacher. Maybe, it doesn't matter what your faith is, what your theological bent is. Get in the Bible, and instead of your theological bent, just believe what the Bible said. Well, what to me is such a joy. You on the air, and may I help you, please? God bless you.
Yes, Reverend Chambers. You're Pentecostal. I want to ask you, what about a church that... We have one church in my area. Most of the churches are dying. This church is seemingly growing. It's a young minister over it, and he has other young guys with him. And it seems like the emphasis of the whole church is on the Holy Spirit more than is Jesus. Of all these signs, prophesying, and they preaching in the pulpit with a pair of shorts and a baseball hat on backwards. And they can relate to people better like that.
Well, that's one of the new things about church world is we got to appeal to the sinner and let the sinner come like he is, and in most cases remain like he is and leave like he came. So they've gone to a sinner friendly kind of church life. I have no respect for it. I don't think it has anything to do with God. The Bible says, "Come out from among the world and be your separate," saith the Lord, "and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." That's the Bible. That's not Brother Chambers. Brother, the Bible teaches us, keep his commandments, serve him, respect him, live in fear of him. I cannot go that way. I have no, I think that's the dying ebbs, the dying signs of America. I think we're in the throes of the death of the church. We are becoming a post-Christian nation. And all of these things, these strange things, out of kilter things, unbiblical things that churches are going to, they're just the signs of a dying church world, a dying church situation. We're becoming a post-Christian nation, and it's happening so fast that you cannot keep up with it. And that's what you see. You're seeing the signs of a post-Christian world.
Well, I know the Bible says my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And I've watched some of the sermons on the internet, and it's very little Bible preaching, but it's all about emotion and experiences.
Well, there are wonderful experiences in the Lord, and you know that I know that. Yes. There is nothing like being born again. That's an experience. If you don't have it, you're going to be lost. There's nothing like being set apart in sanctification and filled with the Holy Spirit. Those are experiences that happen to people. They've happened to me. I see them. I've seen them all my Christian life. I'm longing for more of them, because too few people are coming to our churches, falling in our altars as sinners, repenting of their sins, giving up their whiskey, and giving up their drugs, and giving up their fornication. Our churches are full of couples who live together without marriage, and yet they claim to be Christians.
Yeah, well, I agree with that, everything you said there, but their experiences is being slain in the spirit, prophesying over everybody, casting demons out of people, going to the people's houses, baptizing some people 20 to 30 times in a 3 or 4 year period.
Well, all of that is emotionalism. And there's probably good people trying to get satisfied, but if they've been baptized that many times, it's a pretty good sign they aren't getting what they need, would you not say?
Yes, sir. Well, I mean, if I got called to go to see the president, I would sure go dressed looking decent, and I don't think God would expect any less of us in his house.
The Bible makes it very plain that Christians are set apart people who respect things that are God. They have reverence for God. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, the Bible said. If you don't have any fear of God and you can walk up to God like you are going to a ball game, something's wrong.
This is a very, like I listen to you every week, it's a very dangerous time to live and try to serve the Lord
and to tell people the truth and to try to find out the truth yourself.
Well, I tell you what, you're going to hear the truth on this telecast. I'm going to tell it to you over and over and over. People know that. We have a wonderful church that has wonderful people. We're not big because people want something that satisfies the flesh rather than they want a life that's totally surrendered to Christ.
Yeah, well, I don't agree with everything you say 100%.
I think it's time you did.
I have no doubt.
I think it's time you started agreeing with me. You know I'm saying exactly what's in that Bible.
Yes, brother, I guess we see the devil, but I have no doubt you're a godly man.
You're very kind. Thank you, brother. I love you just like you are, and I hope you agree with anything that's biblical. If it's just me, you don't need to agree with it, but if it's in the Bible, it's best that you agree with it, okay? Thank you now. God bless you. Give us a call. I want you on the line, okay? I want to hear from you. Whatever's on your heart, let me read. Last night and today, Jews observe Yom Kippur. And Muslims also observe a holiday now. Should Christians observe any of these holidays? No, absolutely. Also yesterday on a local radio station, the commentator was saying that all religions should be taught equally in school without the dogma, thereby implying that all religions are equal. What do you think? I think that's the New World Order that's going to take a multitude to hell. Okay? The New World Order says all religions are equal. There is no God but Jehovah God. There is no Savior but Jesus Christ. If you're not saved by the blood of Jesus, I just read that in Hebrews, by the way. I mean, Acts, by the way. Peter was talking to Christians, and he said to them, there's none other name given under heaven whereby you must be saved. None other name given under heaven. Hey, that's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I think I had to call you. I'm sorry. I guess I got it too early. Give us a call quickly. We're going to be a blessing to you if we can. It will be our joy. Is wrong, but I've got something here in a piece of equipment that is just not right. I don't know what it is, and I'm sorry. I just removed a cord from under my belt. That may have been it, and it quit. So maybe it's over. Maybe I found it. Maybe I found it. Call us quickly. You on the air. I want to. You on the air. I want to be a blessing to you. May I help you?
Hey, well, Sam, how are you doing today?
I'm fine, sir. How are you?
I'm just fine. This is Sam. Who's in there? I spoke to you before. I don't care if you try to pray. You know, you're supposed to disagree on the word of God, and if it's in the word of God.
Hey, wait a minute. Yeah. Can you say that over again? I've had a lot of static today. I'm not sure what it is. I will find out with some help. But go ahead and say that again, would you?
Okay, I just heard you tell Barry that let's agree on what's in the Bible. You don't have to agree with me, but let's agree on what's in the Bible.
That's exactly right. The Bible is the eternal. Well, I don't know what has happened, but the Bible is the eternal word of God. It's pure and it's perfect.
Exactly.
Thank you, sir.
I've been searching for people. You know, the Bible says iron sharpens iron.
Yes.
I've been looking for people recently to talk to you about the Bible, and they don't know enough Bible to even have a mature spiritual conversation with.
Well, that's nothing more wonderful than talking about the Bible and dealing with the Holy Bible. It's pure and it's perfect. Thank you.
This is the Bible, and it said that Jesus told them about the parable of the sower and the seed, and he said that they didn't know by the parable, so they went in private, and they asked Jesus what the parable meant. And he said, how do you know any parable? If you don't know this parable, how then do you know any parable that is given for you to know?
Thank you, sir. I can't understand a lot you're saying, and I'm not sure the reason for it, but God bless you. God bless you. Praying for you. Give us a call now, 1-800-338-7884. I'm trying to find where this static is coming from. Sometimes lines just get a little break in them, and they don't work pure. And I can't explain that, but I can tell you I want to be a blessing to you. I want you to have this joy of the Holy Ghost. I want you to have this anointing upon your life that you really live in the joy of salvation. Why is it that some Christians seem so unhappy and burdened? Could it be due to unconfessed sins embodied in the Word? Absolutely. That is often the case. Now, I just found out. Did you hear that radio station coming in? Somehow, in some source, I don't know how, a radio station is getting into my line, and I presume that's been my trouble today. So I'm sorry for it. Give us a call, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. I will do my level best to be a blessing to you. Jesus is coming. It's imminent. It's at the door. And I want you to have the joy of the Lord, because there's nothing as wonderful than as the joy of the Lord. Now, here's a question. What does it mean when some people pray through the power of the blood? When I think about mentioning that in my prayers, I feel so unworthy. Well, that's a good statement. What does it mean when some people pray through the power of the blood? See, Jesus has made the way for us to go to the Father. It is Christ who is the door into the Father's presence. How is he the door? He is the door by the sacrifice of his blood. He shed his blood that his blood may be a covering, a cleansing, a purification of my life, that through that blood I might approach the Father. So I always pray in the name of Jesus. Now, when you pray in the name of Jesus, that is the sacrifice of his blood. So you're going to him in the power of his sacrifice, in the power of his blood. And there is no life as wonderful as this life within the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, give us a call. I want to hear from you, every one of you. Thank you for calling. Please, let me give you this gift today. It is so important, the hallelujahs of holy worship. The hallelujahs of holy worship. I want to give that to you because worship is so intimate to a believer. See, the fire of the Holy Spirit. The fire of the Holy Spirit upon a believer's heart, one of the greatest results of that is they worship. They live in worship. They don't just worship on Sunday morning and Sunday evening and in Bible study on Wednesday night. They worship all week. They worship wherever they go. They live in the power of worship. Worship is what keeps me going. I'm here to tell you, worship is what keeps me happy and keeps me going. Me in the joy of the Lord and the peace of God. It really does. And there is nothing as wonderful as the joy of the Lord. If you don't have it, you can't. Well, I'm extremely sorry for all this noise today. I don't know how to do anything about it. It's been horrible. Maybe you don't even hear it. Sometimes it happens here and you don't hear it out there in the audience, and I hope that's true. But call us quickly. I want to hear from you. Want to hear from you. The lines are ringing. They're ringing because there's a lot of sorrow in this world. Now, while you are calling, I've got a request. This is especially to the people in the Charlotte area hearing me by radio. I need a good substitute teacher for our school. I need a good substitute teacher for our school. I really do. I need a good, solid substitute teacher. And I'm asking somebody to call me after this broadcast is over. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. I don't need to be forgiven of anything by anyone, especially by an imaginary God. How dare you suggest such a delusional idea? That's one of my emails right now. Let me read it again. I don't need to be forgiven of anything by anyone, especially by your imaginary God. How dare you suggest such a delusional idea, sir or lady? I'm not sure who. I want you to know I love you, and I'm going to pray for you because you are lost and you will spend eternity in a devil's hell if you don't have forgiveness by the blood of Jesus Christ. There is no forgiveness under any circumstance, from any source, from any place, nowhere except the name of Jesus and the blood of the Son of God. And so I cry out to you with all my heart. I love you. I care about you. You're important to me. I knew things were dead wrong when Dee and Sue built altars to Democrat National Committee, built altars of Pergamon replica for their last convention. Hey, how about that? I knew something was wrong when the DNC, the Democrat National Party, built altars a Pergamon replica for their last convention. They really proved themselves right here in Charlotte that they were atheistic. There is no doubt about it. And friends, you better get ready to vote. You better get ready to vote a good vote on November this year. You really had. You better get ready to vote a good vote. I'm sorry for the state, but you're hearing me, and that's really what matters. And I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, stop that static. In Jesus' name, stop that static so I can do this program. I claim a miracle, Father. I claim a miracle, Father. I claim a miracle, Father, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. I really do, and I believe him for it. Now, let me try to take this call here. You're very important to me, and you are on the air. May I help you, please?
So I'm Brother Chambers. This is Rick Osborne. You probably don't remember me, but I used to live on the same side of town.
Rick Osborne. Good to have you call me, Rick.
I'm just, I just want to let you know that you blessed me. I've moved on the other side of town, so I don't see you physically anymore. But I hear you on the radio, and thank you so much for standing up for the Word of God. And no matter how anybody, you know, comes back at you, if they don't believe everything that you say, you don't back down. And I appreciate that. I love your word. I love listening to you. And I just don't understand, but it just upsets me when I'm a man that loves to worship God. I love to pray, of course. Love the word of God, because without God's word, you know, worship is dead, you know. But I don't understand people that don't really like to worship God. They'll even come into service after a 3 or 4 songs or whatever, after the worship is over, just so they don't have to worship. And I don't understand that.
Well, you know, worship is so wonderful. And that's why I'm giving this booklet today on the hallelujahs of holy worship. Everybody ought to have it, because there is nothing sweeter than worship. It's part of the spiritual life. You're not going to have a lot of joy if you don't learn to worship. That's just all it is to it. You've got to learn to worship.
Exactly. You don't have to be high. I mean, I can be in a crowd of 5,000 people worshiping God. I can be by myself. I can be anywhere. God has given me that. It's a gift. Yeah, and has given me the desire to worship him no matter what. I mean, I could break out right now worshiping. Worship's not...
Well, why don't...
Worship isn't just songs. It's from your heart.
That's right.
Your heart.
Let's worship him right now, Rick. Father, thank you for the joy of being yours. I worship you, Jehovah God. Yeah. You are sovereign. You are omnipotent. Everything I need, you are. You answer prayers. You take care of me. I'm under your care. I'm totally yours. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. I love you, Rick.
Hey, thank you, brother. Keep doing your work.
I promise. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Just a minute. Let me cut the...
Okay, it's good to have you on the air with me.
Yes, sir. I'm glad to hear that the good word's been preached today.
Well, I feel the Holy Ghost today as wonderful as I've ever felt it.
Yes, sir, I do. I mean, the way I'm feeling, that feel like you feel like you're overjoyed and your heart's overjoyed. That's the way I get when the Holy Spirit is around me, and like I've been led by the Lord that, you know, just read His Word. And so directly to go to Moses, I feel like when I heard you this morning about how to go to Acts and start reading from Acts, about speaking in tongues. But I believe that God wants us all to know what Acts is all about.
Yes, you know, and what I'm not really just in tongues. Only maybe a call or two emphasize that. That's not why I'm on to emphasize. I'm emphasized being full of the Holy Spirit and the fire of Jesus Christ that John the Baptist said Jesus would fill us with. That's what I'm interested in Christians that live this life in an old-fashioned manner and are full of God and full of His love and full of His grace and that are enjoying serving the Lord. That's what I'm interested in. And we've got a nation of people that are in sad condition, gloomy and depressed. And I'm here to tell you, Jesus will take that depression and wipe it away, just like I'm preaching in the morning. The great words of Jesus, "He that believeth on me, as the scripture have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And that's what I'm here to talk about. Thank you, dear lady.
You are.
God bless your heart. Now, call us. We've got about 7-8 minutes here. I want to remind you that you can have this free booklet, The Hallelujahs of Holy Worship. Somebody say hallelujah out there. Everybody say it. The Hallelujahs of Holy Worship. If you don't enjoy worshiping God, it's a perfect sign that you've never been born again. When you become a new creature and His Holy Spirit, see, every believer has the Holy Spirit. Every believer has the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit don't have every... A great Baptist preacher said, When I was saved, I got all of Him. But when I was filled with the Holy Spirit, He got all of me. Well, that's what I want. I want Him to have all of me. I want to be so full of Him. Here's an email, Reverend Chambers. I testify that feeding on the Word daily makes a true difference in one's walk with the Lord and one's life. I feel His presence and receive His direction in a definite way. I have that peace Jesus spoke about that I did not have back when I wasn't saved, which was 41 years ago when I was 17. God bless you in your ministry. Thank you, brother, my dear brother. Thank you so much. A good testimony, and I'm glad you sent it. And I'm open to your testimony. If you're out there and you know you have the joy of the Lord, He will feed you. He will fill you. He will set you on fire. Last night and today, I've already read that one. I'm sorry. Sometimes I miss one, and I don't like to do that. Let me hear from you. You are very important to me. You are very important to me, and I don't like to miss anybody. I really don't. I want to tell all of you, you got to get ready for the election in November. You got to get ready for the election in November. This is going to be one of the most important wars. You're on the air. You are on the air. May I hear from you? You're on the air. May I hear from you?
Hello,
can you hear me now? Well, you there. Go ahead.
Yeah, but this is Sam. I wanted to get this out real quick. I know you don't have much time, but you're talking about the indwelling Holy Spirit.
Yes.
How John said, I baptize with water, but if one comes one after me, that will fill me with the
Holy Ghost and fire.
And fire.
Yes.
Well, the fire should be in each Christian's heart right now to share God's word and say, guess what John said? The kingdom of God is at hand. We need to repent.
Well, yes, the kingdom of God is at hand. We need to repent. We need to get our hearts right. We need to become so sold out and poured out to Him that nothing else matters but pleasing the Lord. It's desperate. It really is.
And time draws nigh.
The time is drawing nigh. Thank you, brother. And God bless your heart. We're right at the coming of the Lord.
God bless you.
I love you. You know, this has been one great broadcast. I've had more static on my end. I'm hoping you're not even hearing it. I don't believe you are, or it would be affecting those of you. It's been terrible here, but that's okay. I've made it fine, and the enemy don't like what I'm doing, and I don't blame him. If I was him, I wouldn't like it either. Somebody's being so stirred today, you won't never be the same. Somebody's being so stirred today, you won't never be the same. Are you hearing me? I know you are. Somebody's being stirred. You can have the joy, but you need to get your life straight and right with God. Don't just have religion. We got a world full of people that's got religion. We don't need religion. We need an old-time experience with Jesus Christ. We need the fire of His Holy Ghost anointing. We need the fire of His love and His life. There's nothing richer than the life of God, the life of that life, and how you can have it, and it will fill your soul, and it will satisfy every longing in your heart. So call us quickly. We're here. Our ladies are standing by to send you the free booklet. Our ladies are standing by to send you the free booklet. Will be a blessing to you. I promise. It will be a blessing to you. 7884. Call 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Now, the lines will be open. As long as you are calling, the lines will be open. We're here to be a blessing to you. You're on the air. May I help you, please? You're on the air. May I help you, please? Well, they're gone. I'm sorry. Call back if you would. Maybe they didn't get it hung up. We do have that problem sometimes. Please get it hung up, ladies. Let me know again. May God's blessings be with you. The coming of the Lord is really at the door. Do you realize that? The coming of the Lord is really at the door. Are you there? Come, you're there, please. Hello there. All right. They're gone. Something happened to them. We are here to be a blessing to you. The coming of the Lord. Near. Coming to the Lord is so near. We don't know the moment. We just know he's coming. Thank God for that. He is coming soon. Now, listen. Hear me. I want to hear from you. Again, I made the announcement earlier for everybody in Charlotte. Hear me by radio. I need a good substitute school teacher. A good substitute school teacher. So call me over the next hour. Right here at the phone number. And I will be glad to respond to you. You are very important to us. Now, remember, you can call to get the free gift. As long as you are calling, our ladies will be answering 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. The local number, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. We will be a blessing to you the best we are capable. I promise that, because you are important to us. You really are. Paul Christ Church, right here at 5110 Tuckasegee Road. I'll be preaching in the morning from John 7, Rivers of Living Water. If you don't have those rivers, why don't you come and let me show you how you can become a river of living water. You can have joy that's unspeakable and full of glory. You can have peace that passeth all understanding. Your life can be full of him, and I'm here to tell you there is nothing like the life of Christ. There's nothing as rich, as satisfying as the life of Christ. It will fill you with joy. It will fill you with satisfaction. You will be glad that you've come to know the Lord. Our number to call now, 1-800-338-7884. The local number is 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. I want you to have the joy of the Lord. I want you to have his satisfaction. It is rich and it is satisfying. But you got to sell out and be the Lord's. Did you hear me? Sell out.
You may have to break down resistance at times. But Lord, don't stop molding and shaping my life. Shape me, dear Father. Please.